11 million Latinos live in California, according to the 2000 census, and that number is growing, fueled by a Hispanic baby boom and by immigrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. Pedro Rivera is one of those border crossers. He worked his way through the Los Angeles underground economy to become the owner of a recording company without ever speaking fluent English. More and more newcomers find they can succeed speaking Spanish in the state, where minorities make up the majority. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco begins our series on the new California with Pedro Rivera's story.
Pedro Rivera's rags-to-riches story plays like the lyrics to one of the Mexican ballads or corridos he's written, sung, and produced at his small record company, Cintas Acuario.
Yo nací siendo muy pobre, humilde de corazón.
The ballad of Pedro Rivera begins in 1947 in Jalisco, western Mexico, where he was born, the son of a farm worker. The family was so poor, the oldest brother died of hunger. Pedro Rivera was determined not to let that happen to him.
Desde muy pequeño, he trabajado demasiado. Vendía carne, había veces.
Rivera says he can't remember a time when he wasn't working. From an early age, he sold cooked meat to workers in the cotton fields and peddled bread and tamales to the neighborhood cantinas, where from time to time he would sing tales of folk heroes. By age 13, Rivera was a school dropout and a runaway, sleeping on city streets and eking out an existence selling lottery tickets. And he was just 14 when he married the woman who was still his wife. They were in love, but found that making a living in Mexico was grueling. Rivera dreamed of raising his family al norte, up north. So he decided to venture alone, illegally, across the U.S.-Mexico border.
Y el tren pasó como a las 5 de la mañana. Y pasó despacio y ahí nos subimos.
Crossing the border was not as complicated in the 1960s as it is today. Rivera says he and his buddies hopped a 5 a.m. train to Arizona, then caught a ride to Central California. He worked one season in the cornfields before bringing his wife Rosa Amelia and their son Lupillo to the Golden State.
Trabajábamos mi esposa y yo, pero era muy duro. Mucho, 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 muy duro.
Rivera remembers how he and his wife labored so hard at a plastics factory in Los Angeles, each making $72 a week. At that time, undocumented and with a growing family, Rivera found ways of making extra cash. He started by taking Polaroid photos at church baptisms and weddings, and at local cantinas, where he sometimes sang about the exploits of celebrated drug traffickers.
Ando burlando la ley, me gusta lo prohibido, dicen que es muy arriesgado, pa los hombres decididos.
He always was a hustler. In a hustler in the good sense of the word, not a con man, but a guy who always was looking for the opportunity to sell something or make a little money or do a little something on the side.
Agustin Gursa is the Latin music writer for the LA Times.
And I think that a lot of people in that community are that way because, you know, they need to scrape together more resources to raise their families.
During the 1980s Olympics in Los Angeles, Rivera enlisted his family to repair souvenir buttons of the boy band Menudo. He and his children sold them outside sports arenas.
And it's a great story because it shows you, I think it's just the sort of the quintessential story about how he could make something out of nothing, you know.
The Riveras also sold candies and bootleg music tapes at the Paramount swap meet. Every day, and especially on weekends, thousands of Mexican and Central American immigrants go to this permanent outdoor swap meet to buy inexpensive clothing and housewares, bicycles, makeup, and music. For 17 years, the Riveras set up shop here under a tarp on the crowded lot to sell pirated music cassettes.
En este swap meet es donde hicimos la vida, Mandalit, es donde hicimos.
Here at this swap meet is where we made our living, where we learned how to earn a buck.
Y como yo soy comerciante de corazón,
and since I'm a businessman at heart, I asked for permission to sell on a little corner. That's how we began selling pirated cassettes, little by little.
In this world of swap meets and cantinas, Rivera had tapped into the thriving underground economy of immigrant Los Angeles. It's a world of Spanish speakers that is still booming with the influx of Mexicans and Central Americans. Leo Estrada is a professor at UCLA's Department of Urban Planning. He knows of Pedro Rivera's story.
You know, when he was singing in cantinas, he wasn't reporting that money to IRS or paying taxes on it. When he sold those cassettes at the swap meet, he was part of it as well. But now he's a businessman paying taxes and doing everything that everybody does, you know, having his business audited and paying for all the services that a business does. And so maybe it's just a step some people have to take to get to the point where things become more legitimized.
With money he scraped together from the swap meet and his factory job, Rivera started a small company where he recorded the ballads of Chalino Sanchez, another Mexican immigrant who sang about immigrant smugglers, drug kingpins, and other pistol-packing outlaw heroes. Under Rivera's management, Sanchez became an underground hit.
Ya después de muerto, ya después de muerto, ya después de muerto, no todo es igual.
Chalino Sanchez's mystique became legendary after he was kidnapped and found dead in a ravine in 1992. Since then, Pedro Rivera's label, Cintas Acuario, has blossomed with a growing demand for corridos. Rivera has recorded CDs by his children Lupillo, Jenny, and Gustavo, as well as by himself.
Si ahora soy poderoso, gracias le doy a mi Dios.
A few years ago, Rivera became a U.S. citizen, and now the Riveras live in a large ranch-style home with a swimming pool in suburban Lakewood, down the street from a country club, about a million dreams from the streets of Jalisco, Mexico.
And my sense about Pedro is that he helps us to rethink our image of California.
UCLA's Leo Estrada notes that Rivera conducts most of his business in Spanish, though he does speak some English. According to the 2000 census, nearly 14% of Californians say they speak English less than very well.
Pedro represents a new image of the entrepreneur, an entrepreneur who comes here with limited resources and background, but this incredible tenacity to succeed using elements of culture in order to make it work. And then after that, it becomes unlimited where he can go. You know, he's become a major record producer.
And he speaks Spanish.
And he speaks Spanish.
California is still the land of opportunity, says Edgar Mejia, the president of the Latin Business Association. He says there are now 560,000 Latino-owned businesses in Southern California.
The gold rush mentality is still very much alive. Pedro Rivera obviously is one of those individuals that saw a niche and has hit gold. It sends a message, we're here, we're it, and you now need to cater to us.
Rivera's 30-year-old son, Lupillo Rivera, has become an even bigger sensation than his father, climbing the Latin Billboard charts and performing before sellout crowds of young bilingual Latinos. Although Lupillo Rivera speaks English perfectly, he chooses to sing in Spanish. He's now signed with the top Spanish language recording label in the U.S., Sony Discos. L.A. Times writer Agustin Gursa.
I think it does reflect on the growing numbers because I don't think they could have had that kind of success without an enormous fan base. That fan base was only created when the immigrant numbers became sort of a critical mass. You know, previously, the Latino or Mexican bands had to go back to Mexico if they wanted to do anything, make it there, and then come back. But Lupillo made it here primarily because of the big demographic changes. The power is in numbers.
Ahí está Lupillo. Ahí lo están tocando.
Back at the Paramount swap meet, Pedro Rivera wipes away a few sentimental tears.
My children grew up here at the Paramount swap meet, and now we see at every stand their music is played. How beautiful.
It does not escape him that the Lupillo Rivera CDs on sale here are bootlegged copies peddled by a new generation of immigrant entrepreneurs. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Tomorrow, why some Asian American parents in San Francisco are fighting to keep their kids in neighborhood schools, as our series on the New California continues on All Things Considered and on our website, npr.org.